favorites, and Chris Isaak completed the set with Mele Kilikimaka, Merry Christmas in Hawaiian.
I won't hurt you. I only want you to have some fun.
This is Stuart Moxham of Young Marble Giants, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre.
Everybody's waiting for a man with a plan, back in the White House again.
Tune in at 3 p.m. Christmas Eve for one of the last episodes ever of Donald Trump Theater, and it's the final holiday episode ever. Spend Christmas Eve with Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy, with your Rogaine roots, help me hide my prostitutes.
Melania Trump.
Who gives a f- about Christmas stuff?
And of course, our hero, Donald Trump.
We're going to eat reindeer and celebrate the great day that Santa and Mrs. Claus gave birth to our great savior, Jason Christ.
On one of the final episodes ever and the last ever Christmas episode of Donald Trump Theater at 3 p.m. Christmas Eve on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Screw yourselves, screw yourselves, I will go away.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Glen Falls House in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Now let's begin.
You have 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Don't worry if you can't follow everything that is said. Now repeat.
This is Corey McCaslin welcoming you to the last forgotten geek of this misbegotten year on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre Catskill Hudson. Along with two huge slabs of geek speak, I'll be playing two Christmas themed sets, nothing you've been subjected to in the stores, I assure you, and ending with a long set reflecting on the year. The next development everyone expected in the apparent death spiral of theatrical releases came through Warner Brothers. But from that came a nice little bit of schadenfreude for industry watchers. The month began with the announcement that the studio's entire 2021 slate, including Villeneuve's Dune, James Gunn's Suicide Squad, The Matrix 4, Lin-Manuel Miranda's In the Heights, Sopranos prequel The Many Saints of Newark, Space Jam, A New Legacy, Tom Jerry, and the Mortal Kombat reboot will debut simultaneously on HBO Max and in theaters. Then came the backlash. None of those behind or in front of the camera were consulted. It not helping when it came out that Patty Jenkins and Gal Gadot were paid $10 million to support Wonder Woman 1984's Xmas Simul release. Denis Villeneuve's essay included the threat he may not return for the second half of his adaptation of the sci-fi classic, which might not even happen or be delayed if Legendary goes through with a rumored legal move to block the release of that and Godzilla vs. Kong. The Directors Guild is considering a boycott. It's been projected that the studio could lose over $1 billion, and I'm not sure that takes into account issues they'll run into handling talent angry about how this affects their back-end profit participation. Perhaps because of all of this, or the party in question being smarter than your average Warner Brothers brass, The Wrap reports Marvel is working out new deals with talent that could compensate them should next year's theatrical releases go to Disney+. And now a list of yet more streaming services / expansions for existing services. The information reports WarnerMedia are considering a CNN-based service that would focus more on original docs, specials, and international programming, as well as a free ad-based service that would include cable channels like TBS, TNT, and the Warner's Film Archive. To resolve the branding issues of putting adult-oriented titles on Disney+, the mouse will launch Star Plus in February internationally and June domestically, a section accessible only through opt-in and password. Launch in January 4th will be Discovery Plus, carrying content from all their channels like HGTV, TLC, OWN, Travel Channel, and Animal Planet. Now let's blast through some biopics / docudrama / doc news. Nicolas Cage will teach us the history of foul language with History of Swear Words, a 6-episode docuseries premiering on Netflix on January 5th. Headed to HBO next year is Street Gang, How We Got to Sesame Street, a doc covering the first 2 decades of the children's classic. Vikings creator Michael Hirst is returning to History Channel for The Plague Year, which will dramatize the outbreak of the Black Plague in London, culminating in the Great Fire of 1666. Wander Darkly writer-director Tara Miella is set to adapt Carol Burnett's memoir Carrie and Me, which tracks a legendary comedian's life through the eyes of her daughter Carrie Hamilton as she struggles with addiction. End of the Effing World creator Jonathan Entwistle is directing Fred and Ginger for Amazon, starring Jamie Bell and Margaret Qualley as Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. Maggie Smith is taking her one-woman play A German Life, which chronicles the life of Joseph Goebbels' secretary Brunhilde Palmsel, to film. 10 Cloverfield Lane director Dan Trachtenberg has tapped Ben Affleck to portray Houdini in his long-in-development biopic of the greatest stage magician ever. Apple has picked up Tetris the Movie, the docudrama starring Rocketman's Taron Egerton, as Dutch video game designer Henk Rogers and dramatizing his involvement in the dispute over the game's copyright between creator Alexei Pajitnov and businessmen Robert and Kevin Maxwell. Naomi Ackie of Star Wars and Lady Macbeth fame will portray tragic icon Whitney Houston in the estate-authorized biopic I Want to Dance with Somebody. Leigh Montville's book Sting Like a Bee, Muhammad Ali vs. the United States of America, which chronicled the legend's battle against the military draft, has been picked up for film treatment by Searchlight. From fighting zombies to fighting politicians, Danai Gurira will portray the titular civil rights icon in The Fighting Shirley Chisholm. Selena Gomez will portray Sylvia Vasquez Lovato in The Shadow of the Mountain, which chronicles how the Peruvian abuse survivor found healing and power through mountaineering, becoming the first in her country to scale Everest, and the first openly gay woman to complete the 7 summits. Variety reports Peacock is developing a series dramatizing the story of the FBI's anti-civil rights operation COINTELPRO, which will focus on a war vet / cop who's recruited to infiltrate and destroy the movement from the inside, and his wife, who begins working within the movement without his knowledge. The 1986 nuclear arms talks will be dramatized on Paramount TV's Reagan and Gorbachev, with Michael Douglas and Christopher Waltz respectively portraying those leaders. Our first set begins with Billy Idol yelling at the Christmas tree.
Slow as singing. Mom, Daddy, he don't hear 'em. He's yelling at the Christmas tree. Santa's balls are jingling. Mommy's hips are wiggling. But Daddy, he don't hear 'em. He's yelling at the Christmas tree. All right now, yeah. Uncle is a sports fan. Granny likes a joke. But no one laughs when Daddy stumbles home. But he don't fall asleep while the night was getting black. You see, oh God, Dad had too much Jack. Oh Lord, every year it's the same old thing, like a Rudolph's red nose, telling this story never will get old. All the Christmas bells are ringing and the carolers are singing, but Daddy, he don't hear 'em. He's yelling at the Christmas tree. Santa's balls are jingling, Mommy's hips are wiggling, but Daddy, he don't hear 'em. He's yelling at the Christmas tree. All right now, yeah. All right now, yelling at the Christmas tree. Santa came down the chimney, but then he ran upstairs, jumped in bed with Mommy, she didn't care. Across the room went the fruitcake, all the wreath came off the door. If these are holidays, I can't take no more. It's the same old thing, like a Rudolph's red nose, telling this story never will get old. Oh, the Christmas bells are ringing and the carolers are singing, but Daddy, he don't hear 'em. He's yelling at the Christmas tree. Santa's balls are jingling, Mommy's hips are wiggling, but Daddy, he don't hear 'em. Yelling at the Christmas tree. Santa's balls are jingling, Mommy's hips are wiggling, but Daddy, he don't hear 'em. He's yelling at the Christmas tree. All right now, yeah. Yelling at the Christmas tree. He's yelling at the Christmas tree. He's yelling at the Christmas tree. He's sleeping in the Christmas tree.
Baby, lights that shine are telling a story, and it's yours and mine. Look around, this magic everywhere, it slips through your fingers like snow through the air. Only it's Christmas, and I need you to know I love you forever. Is a whisper, you can hear it everywhere, and bells carry wishes, and the stars bear our dreams. Tomorrow's unwritten, baby. So tonight. To know I love you forever, wherever I go, and I see it through your eyes, so I'll never get old. I'll see it through your.
Heard the Crux Shadows' Ominous Christmas, preceded by Wizard's Rock and Roll Winter, and started with Yelling at the Christmas Tree by Billy Idol. Disney broke the geekneck by unleashing a torrent of Star Wars and Marvel announcements. Starting with the first, the future of Lucas's legacy will play out on Disney Plus mostly, since that's also where they're getting it right. Expanding on the post-ROTJ period of The Mandalorian will be Ahsoka, Rangers of the New Republic, and The Book of Boba Fett, the last one of the few with an announced release date of December 2021. Unplaced but previously rumored to be a return for Donald Glover to the role is Lando, Dear White People creator Justin Simien showrunning. The new High Republic era of 300 years BS before Skywalker is the setting of Russian doll creator Leslie Headland's The Acolyte. On the animated front, in addition to the previously announced Clone Wars spinoff The Bad Batch, is the anime anthology Star Wars Visions, slated for airing next year, and the 3PO and R2 focused A Droid Story movie, which automatically is better than droids without it having even been made yet. Casting-wise, it was also confirmed Hayden Christensen will be returning to the role of Anakin / Darth Vader for the Obi-Wan miniseries. The cinematic wing of the Star Wars dreadnought will not go bare, as in addition to Taika Waititi's installment will be Patty Jenkins breaking ground as the first female director of a Star Wars movie with Rogue Squadron, focused on the legendary pilots of the Rebellion and scheduled for Xmas 2023. In the four-color-derived world of the MCU, the fourth time's a charm debut of the Fantastic Four has been added to Phase 4, under direction of current Spider-Man helmer John Watts. The third Ant-Man is titled Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania, and in addition to confirming Jonathan Majors as time-traveling villain Kang the Conqueror, it was revealed Freakies Catherine Newton will take over the role of daughter Cassie Lang. Captain Marvel 2 also sees the inevitable first meeting of Amon Villani's Miss Marvel with her namesake. Jamie Alexander will definitely return as Sif in Thor, Love and Thunder, and possibly also appear in the Loki miniseries. It was also made official that Black Panther 2 will go on, but T'Challa will not be recast. Tim Roth will get a second run as the Abomination opposite She-Hulk. Here's hoping not far behind is Tim Blake Nelson getting to finish his transformation into the leader. Kevin Feige also just revealed it'll be formatted as a half-hour legal comedy. Several days before this deluge, it was also confirmed that the next Spider-Man is basically live-action Spider-Verse, with Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, Kirsten Dunst, Emma Stone, and Alfred Molina all negotiating or locked in to reprise their characters from the previous two continuities of the Web Spinner. Wasn't long after that rumors appeared they've also been talking to Willem Dafoe and Thomas Hayden Church. So yeah, Sony is finally getting that damn Sinister Six movie they've chased for years. Over on Disney Plus, Don Cheadle's Rhodey / War Machine will take center stage for a miniseries reworking of the classic Armor Wars storyline of the original Iron Man book, as the legacy of Tony Stark is threatened when his technology falls in the wrong hands. But it also inspires others, as will be shown in Ironheart, Dominique Thorne portraying Team Prodigy Riri Williams. The previously announced Nick Fury-led miniseries is titled Secret Invasion. Two Guardians of the Galaxy expansions were announced, as along with the animated shorts series I Am Groot, will be filmed alongside Volume 3, Guardians of the Galaxy The Holiday Special, slated for the 2022 season. Over in the DC Universe, acclaimed indie film writer Kat Bosco has been brought in to write a gender-swapped version of Plastic Man. Ava DuVernay will team with Arrow producer Jill Blankenship to adapt Brian Michael Bendis and David F. Walker's Naomi for the CW, focusing on the recent DC Comics edition. Trinket star Quintessa Swindle has been announced as playing legacy heroine Cyclone in Dwayne Johnson's Black Adam movie. Back to Disney's mega announcement, some other projects confirmed / announced are Lonely Island's live-action / animation hybrid film of Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers, Hocus Pocus 2, Sister Act 3, and Enchanted sequel Disenchanted were also made official, along with all of their respective stars returning. Cars, Up, Big Hero 6, Moana, The Princess and the Frog, and Zootopia are all getting animated series spinoffs. Finally, Pixar's next film installment in Toy Story will be Lightyear, starring Chris Evans in the origin story of the space hero. Regarding properties now owned by Disney, Variety wrote that Ridley Scott will executive produce Noah Hawley's showrun an Alien TV series for FX, also set to be the first non-Predator matchup set on the Earth in that setting. Speaking of which, the earlier mentioned Dan Trachtenberg has signed on to be the latest to make a go at another Predator movie. Netflix isn't giving up on Space Force, renewing the poorly reviewed and mainly received by audiences sci-fi comedy while bringing in Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Parks and Rec alum Norm Hiscock to the creative team. The upcoming New Year's Doctor Who special Revolution of the Daleks, while seeing another return for Captain Jack Harkness, will also see the paring down of the TARDIS crew, serving as the exit episode for Bradley Walsh's Graham and Tozin Cole's Ryan. I ride dragons now, dragons are cool, is what the 11th Doctor might say, as Matt Smith has joined the Game of Thrones prequel House of the Dragon to portray heir to the throne Prince Daemon Targaryen. Speaking of ex-Doctors and other franchises, her next set starts the transition from Christmas to marking the end of the year with the Christmas version of the DuckTales 2017 theme.
Life is like a candy cane here in Duckburg. Snowflakes, presents, Santa's sleigh. It's a Duckler. Might make bells jingle or trap Kris Kringle. DuckTales. Christmas Eve, we're out there making DuckTales. Tales of Christmas past and Yuletide luck tales.
Healing, not Dow Jones. Quibi, Elon, John Leafy's back, Nova Scotia and on hack, murder hornets, Corbin drops, Amy Cooper calls the cops, Little Richard Diaz wins, Poland crackdown fighting stands, Kim Jong-un, is he dead? I can't breathe is what he said.
We didn't start the fire, it was always burning since the world's been burning. We didn't start the fire, no we didn't fight it, but we tried to fight it.
BLM, curfew time, statues falling, fists will rise, people marching in the streets, fire burning, take a knee, unmarked vans and violent cops, gas them for photo op, JK Rowling, Lady A, everything is now a cake. Epstein Island, Smasher Creeps, hold the chat for a few weeks, Kane and Lewis, Kanye runs, Bolsonaro, Jen is done, Dawson, Ben Shapiro, Wop, Alexi, poisoned, Megan shot, Mark and Pat at RNC, Panthers dead at 43.
We didn't start the fire, it was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire, no we didn't find it, but we tried.
He's gone, Lebanon, Mulan, Mali, Kamala, Robert Trump and Jacob Blake, virus claims 200K, Proud Boys, Kyle, NFL, Among Us, Fall Guys, Travis, Neal, BTS on top with Joy, Wildfire cause it's a boy, Tenet bomb, sky is red, TikTok banned and Eddie's dead, vote by mail, not too late, Ginsburg's at the pearly gate.
We didn't start the fire, it was always burning, since the world's been burning. We didn't start the fire, we didn't fight it, but we tried to fight it.
Amazon, QAnon, Steve's and smashing Twitter's gone, Trump's contagious, back away, Coney Barrett's here to stay. Togoland, Bond is dead, there's a fly on Pence's head, eek 'em, voke 'em, how it's going, when you're clean then you will know it. Line of contact map turns red, then the blue vote surge ahead, Trump calls foul, stop the count, Biden wins by small amount. Portland deepfakes Rick King Vaughn, Etta comes, Trebek is gone, Buenos Aires console wars, what's this world heading for?
Welcome back to Forgotten Geek on WGXC. That set started with the Christmas version of the DuckTales theme, followed by Heather Knowles' Santa Came on a Nuclear Missile, and ended with the YouTube reviewer Sean Wolf of Diamond Axe Studios' remake of We Didn't Start the Fire. The last set of the show is my musical meditation on this year, starting with Assemblage 23's The Cruelest Year.
race to foundations, left an empty shell. The course is run, the damage done, the slave wipes clean again. Left us behind the mangled wreckage of our lives entwined. We bore the scars, mistakes we made. Walking world in a grim parade. The course is run.
Look how I'm geeking up. Hey, I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna get it. Watch me move. This is Sally. That's
on my Kodak. Ooh. Black, ooh, know that. Yeah. Ooh. Contraband. I got the plug on with Hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Waka Flow.
America, I just checked my following list. Two motherfuckers owe me.
From a place where some talk of signs, tired superstitions to drown out the wise, dark clouds have gathered to block out the sun.
Mothers and daughters, fathers and sons.
Some hand in hand, and some gathered together in bands. The bleeding hearts and the artists make their stand. And when they've given you their all, some stagger and fall. After all, it's not easy. Banging your heart against some mad bugger's wall.
Forgotten Geek began its goodbye to 2020 with Assemblage 23's The Cruelest Year, followed by Pure Catharsis' mashup of Tyler, the Creator's Analog and Childish Gambino's This Is America, then the Psytrance remix of VNV Nation's All Our Sins, after which was Trey Lux's cover of Karma Police, and wound down with Pink Floyd's Outside the Wall. Thank you all very much for listening to me this year and every year. Have a happy and safe holiday. We'll head towards 2021 with dreadful anticipation through the disco remix of the concluding theme through John Carpenter's Assault on Precinct 13, The End.